Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, Aisha Sha'amra, if a woman says, Eshes Isha Yisi, I was a married woman, Ugrusha Ani, but now I'm divorced, but she doesn't have a get to substantiate her claim. Namanis, she's believed to say she's divorced, Sha'apesh Asar Hu'apesh hit her, because the same mouth that prohibited her and said she was an Eshes Isha, she was a married woman, that mouth now came along and it was mad to her, it permitted her, and therefore she's believed. But let's say there's witnesses that are testifying that she was a married woman. So she's not the one that's sharing with us that she's asura, that she's prohibited from getting married. V'hi'ai marries Grushani, but she says, no, I'm a divorcee, but I don't have a get, it got lost or something. Eina namena, she's not believed to say that she is a divorcee, and we consider her a married woman. Amra Nishbasi, let's say a woman says, I was taken captive amongst the non-Jews. Utahirani, but you should know I'm pure. Nobody was able to have relations with me. Namenes, she is believed and she's permitted to marry a kohen. Why? Since the only way we know that she was taken captive was through her mouth, so the same mouth that prohibited her is now believed to permit her and say, listen, I didn't have relations with a guy, and therefore I'm permitted to a kohen. Let's say we have witnesses that tell us that she was taken captive. So we already know that fact. She says, I'm Tahira, and I did not have relations with a non-Jew. She's not believed because it's not a Pesha Asra, a Pesha Hitter. She's not the mouth that prohibited. Therefore, she doesn't have the ability to permit herself. However, let's say once she got married to a Kayin, the Gemara explains that she didn't even have to get married. But once the Bezdin permitted her to get married, Bo Adim, then witnesses come and say that she was taken captive. Harezu l'teitze, the halacha is that she is permitted to marry a kohen, or if she's already married, she does not have to leave the kohen, he doesn't have to divorce her. Let's see Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Shnei nashim shenishpu, two women that were taken captive, and we know they were taken captive because Eidim witnesses verified that fact. Zoyze meres nishpesi utahirani, this one says, I was taken captive and I'm pure, I did not have relations with a non-Jew. And this one says, I was taken captive, and I am pure, I didn't have relations with a non-Jew. They're not believed, because since we know that they were taken captive from Aden from witnesses, they don't have a Pesha Asuwa Pesha Hitter. You can't say the same mouth that prohibited is now able to permit. However, Bizman Shein Mida Zuazu, but if each one is able to testify about the other one, to say, oh, my friend, she's Tahira, she was never had relations with a non-Jew, and the other one could say that about her, Harilu Namanas, they're believed. Now, even though usually a woman is not believed to testify, also an Eid Echad, a single witness is not believed to testify. However, in this situation, we are Mako, we are lenient, and we trust, we believe even an Eid Echad, even one witness, even a woman, even an Eved, a servant, even a Katan, to say that these women are Tahiris, they're pure, and they are allowed to marry a kohen. They can marry a priest. Let's see one more Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Similarly, v'chein shnei anashim. Similarly, two men that come and testify about themselves. They say we're kohanim. Zemer kohenani. This one says I'm a kohen. Zemer kohenani. This one says I'm a kohen. Ein anemanim. They're not believed to be kohanim, at least particularly pertaining to taking truma, the 1/50th of one's crops that's usually given to a kohen. However, if each one testifies about his friend and says, I'm a kohen, and my friend's also a kohen, so you have an Eid Echad, you have a single witness that's testifying that someone's a kohen, they're believed to eat truma, because pertaining to truma, we are lenient, and we let even one witness ascertain a fact. Wishing you a lot of hatzlacha on your amazing upcoming day, and hatzlacha on your amazing upcoming week.